Blog Talk Radio.
Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And today is It's the Wrap Wednesday, every Wednesday here on Blog Talk Radio with Cleopatra Memphis Studios. And today we have a regular special guest, which is Reverend Frederick Shaw, Jr. of CCHR. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, and thank you for having me on your show again and being the hero that you are.
Thank you, and you are such a that is. We are so proud to have you here. You are the sounding board and the siren of what it is to mean mental health care watchdog. Now, we're going to talk about something today, and we're definitely going to dive deep. We're going to relate this to a film. I'm not sure if you've seen it, or but we know our audience has. It's the documentary for concerning Britney Spears, and it's concerning conservatorship. Now, if you don't know what conservatorship is, I'm going to explain it for you all, and we're also going to chime in, have a Reverend Frederick Shaw chime in and talk about how CCHR, which is Citizens Commission for Human Rights, stands up for your rights concerning this issue. And we'll add a little bit more to that. But conservatorship is a legal concept in the United States. A guardian or a protector is appointed by a judge to manage the financial affairs and or daily life of another due to physical or mental limitations or old age. A person under conservatorship is a conservatee. Now, we also have power of attorney and guardianship. Power of attorney is formed before a person becomes incapacitated, and guardianship is a person appointed by the court as a ward of that person. So we have three different terms, but today we're talking about conservatorship, which is the reason for the documentary of Britney Spears concerning her father and her being the conservatee and refusing to perform because of abuse of power. And it was something that she didn't want in the first place. Now, Reverend Frederick Shaw, can you elaborate on how, if you were to have a conservatorship appointed, or, you know, and we can go into the other power of attorney and guardianship, can you tell us how CCHR, Citizens Commission for Human Rights, could help?
Well, one of the things that CCHR does is they serve as an advisor to the patient or the person who's the conservatorship is being taken over. It serves advice, especially when it's issues of mental challenges. Then CCHR can be the advisor and stuff like that. Nobody can overrule the court on conservatorships and stuff, but However, in some cases, the argument is made that the person doesn't even need a conservator over them, because many times we have to find the underlying issues. Everybody is just not losing it. There's a reason that people lose it. So CCHR might suggest that you look at the medications that the person is on. You search, get a chemist or somebody like that to look for the dehydrations and lack of vitamins and deficiencies before you even get to the point of somebody taking conservatory over another person.
Okay. Now, what about if that is the case? And like in this documentary, it talked about that there has not been any winning contesting conservatees, which is the conservatee is the person that is under the conservator. So how true is that for us? How true is that, meaning that there are no wins when it comes to conservatees fighting for their rights? And how could we go about changing that?
Well, that's a really good question. One of the things that CCHR has exposed is that a lot of people, especially when you have the money that Britney Spears has, which is probably more than $100 million, when you
way
have
over
that type of people will try to take conservatory over you. Sometime a person is partying because you got money and you're drinking and hanging out with friends and you might be using drugs or maybe not even using, just partying, living that party life, and then somebody gets the idea that that is not right for you. And then parents sometimes, relatives, people will come in and try to take advantage of that. It's not necessarily, and I don't know in this case, so I'm not going to pass a judgment, but it's not necessarily for the benefit of the person. It's for the benefit of the conservator, who now gets to control the money and things that this individual has. So you see this occurring a lot when it's among the rich and things like that. So we fight for the rights of people to get second opinions, to get full medical examinations, because most of us can be done that way, especially when we get older or if we're using drugs or alcohol in excess. And sometimes that's just a period of time in a person's life. You know, you got this newfound power, you can do what you want to do, and a lot of us will abuse that until we kind of grow out of it. But if you have people who want your money, and she is not the only case, people want your money, then they will do that. And I'm not saying that's the case because I haven't seen the documentary. I'm just talking about what happens a lot of times in general.
Yes. I've noticed when there are a lot of cases of domestic violence where the abuser will go as far as to getting the person under arrest by knowing the police, knowing people, or being the police to get the 501 hold, the 72-hour hold.
Oh, 5150? Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes, they'll get the 5150, and they will have the 72-hour hold, pay off people, get to know people, or whatever the case may be, to make sure that person is deemed mentally incompetent for whatever reason, and use that, like what we saw in the documentary, as a threat when they buck the system or buck that person's control. So it's a very devastating process. And if this is true, where they haven't been able to successfully overturn a conservator as a conservatee, then we have a very major issue. And I think that has been risen with this documentary and with her refusing to, she refused to perform until it said she didn't want her father over it. and things of that nature. You could be anyone. You cannot have money and this happen to you. It happens a lot with domestic violence partners, abusive spouses, narcissistic spouses, relatives, and or friends. It can happen with anyone where that can happen to you in the mental health care system. And they can have you put away against your will, drugged against your will, electroshocked against your will. And this happens every single day. So it's an amazing feat for us to have the privilege to know, which a lot of people do not know, there is someone out there to help you, which is CCHR, the Citizens Commission for Human Rights. Now, we need people to be aware because there is a movement going on pushing this in the religious community. There is a movement going on pushing this due to racial inequalities concerning especially the black community. So this is the time to question authority. This is the time to push back. In your opinion, Reverend Shaw, how can we start now to push back?
Well, you know, and I'm not trying to put a plug in for it, but a lot of us now, not just because of the mental health issues and these claims, a lot of people are getting lawyers on retainer. I use a system that pays, I pay $25 a month so that I can ask lawyers any question that I want. I can ask them as much as I want. I can have them write letters on my behalf, and I pay $25 a month for that. A lot of times what happens is we trust family, we trust friends, but a lot of times we don't know who these people are, and they got their own issues and stuff, and then they will take advantage of you. They will go in cahoots with other family members. Sometimes they totally document you, and it's fully fabricated. So you need attorneys, and then you need somebody like CCHR who knows the field of mental health and the abuse that occurs in it. And unfortunately, our systems have bought into this whole mental health thing without any investigation into its viability, its ability to help people. You know, we just do it because somebody had an idea that this is what we needed to do. Electric shock has never truly been proven to assist and help anybody. Neither has this medication, even in spite of the fact that kids can commit suicide, homicide, or simply drop dead. We still are prescribing these drugs out of control because the masses of the people have to stand up and demand. And right now, we're moving somewhat like sheep. And we have to start getting the information out in a large scale, just like you do with this show. So many have to do it, and we have to have people truly investigate what's going on because young people, intelligent people, you know, mom might have you put away because you wasn't a lawyer. You wanted to be a dancer. You know, it's like people got to really wake up to what's going on in that field.
Yes, it's a horrible dance of power and control, and that's why I do this. I've been through this, and I know to see this through. This is tried and true. This is something that occurs, especially in southern areas, in places where there is a lot of poverty, where there is racial inequalities, where there is major inequalities towards women. So we have to arm and protect ourselves. And as you all know, and if you haven't known, you will know today and from hence now going forward, I am a women's advocate, and this is why I do this. This is another reason why I am here, because you have to understand your power. This is Women's History Month, and there are so many ways that you can look this up. And as to the film with Billie Holiday, what's going on with Britney Spears, her documentary. There are so many things coming to the forefront now, and so many things come to the surface, and that's why we want to hear your stories, people. Write in to us at info@CleopatraMethodStudios.org. or call in when you hear us on the show at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or go to the website, CleopatraMemphisStudios.org, and look up everything that's going on with us so you can follow us. And we're on social media. And also, please go and visit CCHRInternational.org. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, CCHRINT.org. They can also go to cat. They can also go to CCHRTaskForce.org. And if they want to contact me personally, fshawjr@yahoo.com.
All right. Well, people, the resources are out there. If you know someone who's going through something, stand up, say something, be on the forefront, be a change maker. So that's it for It's a Wrap Wednesday, and we're wrapping this up with the mental health care watchdog, top dog, Reverend Frederick Shaw of CCHR, Citizens Commission for Human Rights. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And as we always say here on Cleopatra Memphis Studios, simply be great.